Deb Keller knows the impact of poverty on children. She teaches fourth graders at Franklin Elementary School in La Crosse. 70% of Franklin students benefit from the free or reduced lunch program, the highest number in the district. Keller says kids' situations at home often spill over into the classroom.
If you're in a situation where you're having to move around a lot, you have a lack of finances, you're, for whatever reason, your family's not able to help you, someone's got to be there. You know, and so I guess we feel very strongly as a staff and as a school, we need to fill that role.
Keller says many parents in poverty face demanding work schedules as they try to make ends meet. She says the school steps in to offer children support.
Go!
School officials, volunteers, and community members join together to offer an after-school program. It gives kids a place to do homework, play, and even gives an extra bite to eat.
Our after-school club plays a tremendous role for parents because they're able to work longer in the day. They're able to have park and rec activities, music activities, activities they wouldn't be able to afford to get their kids to, or if they did, they would have to cut resources elsewhere.
Franklin Guidance Counselor Melanie Fay says the school also receives community donations of food for its pantry and winter clothes for kids. She says the school's role may spark controversy at times, but it has to give students the tools to succeed.
If they get to school and they haven't had breakfast, they're not going to do their best. They can't think and concentrate, so we're going to feed them. So now we have breakfast in every school, which was started in part from the focus on the poverty in the community. It's not their fault, and they don't have a choice.
The La Crosse School District limits class sizes to 15 students through third grade. Deb Keller says those small classes are essential to student success. She says they help teachers meet students' individual learning needs. Yet, Keller says current standardized testing doesn't measure individual progress, and it's become a barrier to low-income kids' success. Melanie Fay agrees.
Part of the problem is that families that live in poverty tend to move more often. And kids you start with at the beginning of the year aren't the same kids you had at the end of the year, so you're not necessarily testing the same children you're teaching.
Fay says the school's role helps students overcome those challenges. Last year, Franklin Elementary became a promise school for exceeding testing expectations. Keller says a dedicated staff and strong community support are crucial.
When they say it takes a village to raise a child, they really mean it.
Keller says public schools help keep poverty from following children into adulthood.
Public education is the foundation of democracy, which means that we have got to meet these challenges of kids in poverty, or as a society, we're going to really pay the price. We need to address it. We need to program for it. We need to, as educators, let the society know what we need. You know, we have a group that they bring in mittens and hats and snow pants, and I mean, it's crucial for some of these kids. They're cold otherwise.
The La Crosse School District is continuing to develop ways to address the needs of low-income students. Micah Schweitzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.